Alright, in this lesson we're building a dub siren in Ableton Live 12, but not just any siren, we're making one that has that old-school jungle and reggae sound system energy, while still hitting hard enough for modern drum and bass. The big idea here is simple. A good dub siren should feel like a phrase, not just a sound effect. It should arrive, speak, and leave. That's what gives it character. And in a DNB track, that character can be gold for intros, breakdowns, transitions, and those hype moments right before the drop. Let's start by setting the scene. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a classic jungle and drum and bass zone, and it gives the siren enough urgency without pushing it into cheesy trance territory. Create a MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is perfect for this because it can give us a simple, focused tone that we can shape into something really musical and really nasty, in a good way. Now, for the core sound, keep it basic at first. Start with oscillator on a sine wave if you want a more classic dubby tone. A sine is hollow, clean, and very sound system friendly. If you want more edge right away, try a saw wave instead. That gives you more bite and more harmonic content, which can help it cut through heavy drums. If you want a little thickness, bring an oscillator B very quietly with a square or saw. Don't overdo it. The goal is not a huge synth lead. The goal is a siren that feels like a horn or a warning signal, something sharp and expressive. Keep the level of the second oscillator low, just enough to add body. Next, shape the movement. A dub siren lives and dies by motion. One easy way is to use a pitch envelope so each note has a little rise or fall at the start. Keep it subtle. You don't want a giant pitch dive unless you're going for a very stylized effect. A small pitch hit at the beginning makes the note feel alive and urgent, like it's shouting at the listener. You can also use filter movement to get that classic sweep. Add auto filter after operator, choose a low pass or band pass shape, and bring in some resonance. Then automate the cutoff so the siren opens and closes over time. A band pass filter can make it feel more like a focused horn, while a low pass lets it stay a little rounder and more old school. If you want the sound to feel more human and less gridlocked, don't make the movement perfectly even. Slightly uneven sweeps often sound more dubwise and less EDM. Now let's make it punch through the mix. A clean siren can vanish once the breaks, bass, and atmospheres come in, so we need some harmonic edge and saturator after the synth. Push the drive a little, maybe in the 2 to 6 dB range, and turn on soft clip if needed. That gives the siren more presence on smaller speakers and helps it sit above the low end. The key is to add enough grit to make it speak, but not so much that it turns harsh. If you want even more attitude, you can add drum bass after saturator. Just use it lightly. A bit of drive and a touch of crunch can make the siren feel tougher and more current. But be careful here. Too much distortion and you lose the dub soul. It becomes a buzz instead of a warning call. After that, clean it up with EQ8. This is where we make room for the rest of the track. High pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 200 HC so it stays out of the sub and bass zone. That's super important in DNB, because the low end is sacred. If the siren sits too low, it will fight the kick, snare, and sub. You can also cut a little around 300 to 600 HC if it sounds boxy, and add a gentle boost around 2 to 5k HC if you want it to speak more clearly. If it gets too sharp up top, tame the high end a little around 6 to 8k HC. Now comes the fun part, dub echo. An echo after EQ8, this is where the vintage soul comes alive. Try tape or analog mode for a warmer, more characterful delay. Sync the time to the project and experiment with 1/4, 1/8 dotted, or 3/16. Those times work really well in jungle and DNB, because they bounce around the groove without clogging the mix. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe somewhere in the 25-55% range, and don't drown the dry sound. A little wobble and some filtered repeats can make the siren feel like it's echoing through a sound system stack. After that, add reverb, but keep it controlled. A medium or large space can sound beautiful, especially for intros and breakdowns, but too much reverb can blur the rhythm. Use a decay time that feels spacious without taking over, and cut some low end and some top end in the reverb so it stays dark and usable. If you want more control, put the reverb on a send instead of directly on the track. That's often cleaner in a busy mix. Now we need to make it playable. Write a simple MIDI pattern with just a few siren hits. Remember, this is a phrase instrument, not a constant drone. A good starting idea is one long note on beat 1, then a short answer later in the bar, maybe on the offbeat or near the end of the bar. Then leave space. Silence matters here. In jungle and DNB, the gaps make the hits feel bigger. A siren that leaves room for the snare and bass will always feel more powerful than one that talks nonstop. Once the basic pattern is there, automate it. Automation is what turns a simple siren into a proper DJ tool. Sweep the filter cutoff over one or two bars. Increase delay feedback on the last hit before a drop. Bring the dry signal down briefly, then hit back in with a strong note. You can even automate the reverb send or the track volume to make the phrase feel like it's breathing. If you want that really classic sound system vibe, let the siren answer the drum rhythm instead of sitting on every downbeat. Put some hits near the snare gaps. That interplay is where the magic lives. If you want this to work in a modern DNB mix, think about punch and focus. Keep the dry siren fairly centered and let the delay and reverb spread wider. That way the core sound stays solid, while the space around it feels huge. You can also sidechain the siren lightly to the kick or drum bus using a compressor. That helps it duck out of the way when the drums hit, which keeps the groove clean and powerful. A good trick is to make a few versions of the same patch. You can have a brighter main siren and a darker, wetter answer siren. Then alternate them every bar or two. That call and response approach sounds much more alive than repeating the same exact thing over and over. You can also try stepped pitch jumps instead of one smooth glide. A little jump up, then back to root. Then maybe an octave hit at the end can add that ravey tension while still feeling old school. Another cool move is to resample the siren to audio. Once it's printed, you can reverse the tail, chop it up, or layer the wet echo version underneath the dry one. That opens up a lot of jungle style editing possibilities. A reversed siren swell before the main hit is especially strong right before a fill or drop. For arrangement, think like a DJ. Use the siren as an intro hook, a pre-drop tension builder, or a transition tool between sections. Start with a siren tease, then bring in filtered drums, then let the full groove arrive. In the breakdown, strip away the bass and let the siren answer the snare. In the drop, use it sparingly so it supports the energy instead of stealing attention from the drums and bass. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. Don't give the siren too much low end. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't leave it static with no movement. And don't over-distort it until it just turns into noise. Also, watch the snare. In jungle and DNB, the snare is king, so if the siren is masking the crack, pull it back or change the timing. Here's the takeaway. A great dub siren is not just an effect. It's a musical statement. It carries that old sound system DNA, but when you shape it with Ableton stock tools, automate it well, and place it rhythmically, it becomes a modern weapon for jungle and rolling DNB. So the formula is simple tone, careful movement, tasteful grit, controlled space, and smart arrangement. Keep it focused, keep it expressive, and let it speak in phrases. That's how you get that vintage soul with modern punch. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or write a matching step-by-step Ableton rack recipe with exact device settings.